Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the AIM Shift, Your Money, Your Life with Julie M. Watkins. I am your guide, and this is Episode 7, Priming the Machine, How to Safely Start Your System. Today, we're talking about priming the machine, filling the headwaters above the dam to get the system moving. There are three different scenarios you could encounter when trying to get started in this system. In waterway terms, we will talk about treading water, water over your head, and flash flood. Number one, treading water. If you are treading water, your bills are manageable this week. You have enough funds to begin immediately. Look at your current bills for the upcoming week. If the sum of them is less than your weekly bill pay amount, you can start the system immediately. Deposit your paycheck directly into your bill pay account. Set up those first bills in your online bill pay. Allow your transfer to go into your living account for your weekly guilt-free spending. Number two, water over your head. With water over your head, you're close. Your bills can be covered with 2 weeks of bill pay funding. If your bills are higher than your weekly bill pay amount, but less than 2 weeks worth of bill pay, you may be able to start immediately. You'll need to monitor carefully to make sure no overdrafts occur. Set up your bills and bill pay. Do the calculations to figure out when to send the payments so none of the bill payments cause your accounts to overdraft. Schedule one or two to go out after the second week's deposit. This may mean the bill is paid a little late, though I do not endorse nor do I recommend paying bills late. It's only for this one time as you're getting started. And number three, the flash flood. In flash flood mode, you have a single bill due, and it's bigger than your paycheck. For those of you facing a bill payment larger than your weekly check, what do? You handle that urgent bill first. You do what you usually do to cover that large expense and get through this week. Then, start the system fresh next week. If you're short on cash in the very first week, it is not the week to begin a new system. Don't look at waiting a week as a failure. It's a postponement, a temporary delay. Then, when next Friday comes, deposit your paycheck and go to scenario one like you were never at number three. Let's review other options for getting started. One, the partial start. You don't have the full $550, but you have $200 of it. Deposit that money into bill pay. Next week, deposit your full bill pay amount. Number two, transfer from savings start. If you have a savings account that has the equivalent of your weekly bill pay amount, transfer the funds from your savings to bill pay to get you started. Number three, the loan start. Take a short-term loan from a friend or family member. Just remember to calculate the payments into your weekly bill pay to pay that person back. This will temporarily increase your weekly bill pay amount. Number four, work extra hours. Ask for an extra shift or some overtime at your place of employment. Number five, sell something. Sell an unwanted item or have a yard sale for some extra cash. Six, do a side gig. Use your skills to perform a service for a fee or to earn some extra cash. Number seven, a tax refund start. If it's tax time and you're expecting a refund, this is a great time to start the system. The first 30 days are the hardest because the old juggling habit is fighting the new machine logic. The most important thing is to start. Once you are fully in this system, your finances stabilize and the pressure is off. But what happens if you can't keep your weekly spending inside the living amount? Or if you never got started because the system showed the math doesn't work? This is where you measure the current so you can see exactly what's blocking your system and what needs to change for the machine to run. Join me next time in Episode 8, Measuring the Current, where we track the flow to see exactly where the money is going and why the math isn't working. Visit aimff.com/podcast for the full list of episodes. You'll also find a contact form there if you want to reach me. Thank you for listening and have a good day.